Let's go to Northern California and say hi to the coach of your beloved Houston Rockets, our Rockets, America's Rockets, Steven Salas. Great win in San Antonio. I'll tell you this. I do miss traveling, and I can't wait to get back with you guys next month. But I will tell you, I knew that you guys landed at about 1:45 Pacific time. That screws your body up for a few hours, does it not, Coach?
It does for sure. I mean, the time change and landing so late. We were pretty worn out when we got here, but we had a good practice yesterday, good shoot around today, and we're ready to go.
I would like to ask, is there a certain rookie from Turkey that was actively involved in shoot around today?
There was. Yes, Alperen was full go in practice yesterday. He played 4-on-4 after practice, and he was good today in shoot around. So, yeah, we were ready to go. He's gonna play his regular minutes, I think, tonight. I haven't heard anything about him playing limited minutes, but I just have to check with the performance team on that as far as his wind and his basketball kind of shape, how close he is to playing 20 in the mid-20s.
You know what?
He might play right over 20 tonight.
He's 19 years old. Tell him to suck it up. I mean, seriously.
For real.
I mean, seriously, Coach. I mean, you got to put your foot down on him a little bit here. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. But you know how it is. Sometimes it's performance team. They get at me.
I know. Let me,
I got to make sure I'm crossing my T's and dotting my I's.
Let me tell you something. I got skeletons on that performance team. I know all those guys for many years. Trust me.
You might have to fill me in.
I think I'm going to. Hey, what is it like communicating with him? Is it getting, I mean, assuming it's getting better between you and Alpi in terms of language barrier?
Oh, for sure. He is definitely far ahead of how he was when he first came to us this summer. And I think there's two parts of it. There's he's just learning English more and being around the guys and being in the locker room and making sure that he is just kind of doing his classes and that part of it, just learning English. But I think his comfort level as well with the group and with the coaching staff and everybody around has increased. And, you know, he's just able to communicate really well with all of us. So, he's taking his classes, but he's super comfortable with our group.
Back to San Antonio, Gordon and Tate combined for 15 of 16 from the floor. That would have been probably the most difficult loss of the year if those two guys shoot as well as they do and you still don't win the game. But ironically enough, it was what scooted in the fourth quarter that kind of took you over the top.
Yeah. I mean, it was a really good team win. It was everybody. I mean, obviously, Eric was amazing in that game, and it wasn't just his scoring. It was his playmaking and his defense. And then same thing with Jayshon. It was his playmaking, because I think he had 7 assists in that game, and his scoring and his defense. But then Scoot with the big threes down the stretch, the pull-up three, the isolation three, and then the one where Eric went to the middle, bobbled it, like kicked it to him, and he made it at the end of the shot clock. So, yeah, that was some big shot making at the time when we needed it, but it was definitely a group effort to win that game.
Rockets head coach Steven Silas with us here on Sports Talk 790. And Coach, EG also went off for you in that game, making his first 9 shots. What has your approach been as far as coaching him? Because it almost like you have to have a completely different approach for somebody like him who's a veteran and basically knows what he's doing, as opposed to some of these rookies who are just learning so many different nuances of the game.
Yeah, I kind of just let Eric go. Let Eric do his thing, whether he's handling the ball at the point and making plays for others and making plays for himself off pick and roll or isolation, or playing off the ball and coming off pin downs and playing off our driving kick game. I just let him do his thing, which is a nice luxury to have, because you do spend a lot of time paying attention to the younger guys who need to learn so much and they need to kind of understand what's going on. But with Eric, he needs attention for sure, just like everybody and every player needs attention. But I feel comfortable just kind of letting him play and letting him do his thing and making sure he's included and involved.
You can clearly say that about your young players too, as Porter and Green kind of grow into their positions. They have runs clearly hot and cold for you from 3-point range. That's not a surprise, but when do you tell them keep shooting, or when do you effectively tell them, you know what, drive to the basket, kick, whatever you have to do. It's just not your night from the perimeter.
Yeah, it's a fine balance. It really depends on the shot quality to me for pretty much everybody on our team. If we're getting quality looks, then I want those shots to be taken, because if we're not taking them and we're driving into a crowd because we've drawn the second defender, we kicked it to a wide open shooter, that shot needs to be taken, or it just makes our offense a lot worse. We're going to get a worse shot. So we run our offense to get the best shots that we can. And if those shots aren't falling, you kind of have to know when you're kind of either shooting early in the shot clock where maybe we could have moved the ball and gotten something better, or getting to a mid-range pull-up when we don't necessarily need that. It's a fine balance. We watch the shots with the guys and make sure that they know basically good shot, bad shot, without being – I continue to tell them I'm not going to be the good shot cop, but because I want them to be able to play free, and I want them to be able to score their games. But there are times where we just have to make sure we have good quality shots.
And also, Coach, I'm curious your thoughts, because there was a quote by somebody who's escaping me. I think it was earlier this week about how there's these kids these days can't do this or that type of talk. And recently, a lot of the talk has been coaching and giving constructive criticism and younger kids getting their feelings hurt. Do you feel like there's some truth to that, or is that mostly overblown as far as your approach you have to have as a coach with young players now as opposed to, say, 15, 20 years ago?
I think the kids are similar as far as their sensitivity to coaching. But I guess it's just the young guys weren't so young back then. they had been in college for a few years and they had some experiences, and they were a little bit more adept to and learning because of the lack of social media and the lack of like the immediate satisfaction when it comes to anything. And so the film sessions were a little bit longer back then. Going at guys was a little bit harder back then. Now it is kind of understanding where they're at, knowing that some of the mistakes that they make are just because they don't know, and making sure that you're teaching them as opposed to, and like you're saying, coaching them instead of criticizing them. And there's at times there could be a fine balance in that. And there's obviously times where you have to hold people accountable after you've taught them the right way to do it. But it is different. It is different.
Last question. You got a full roster tonight, which we have not said a whole lot this year. I think a lot of NBA teams are saying that. You're going against a Kings team, changing coach. And I think De'Aaron Fox, and there's obviously a lot of guys similar in this category, maybe one of the best players in the NBA that people just don't know about because the Kings have struggled so badly the last half dozen years or so.
Yeah, I mean, they have a good team. There's Fox, who is obviously very good and can get in transition and can attack the rim, and is one of the fastest guys with the ball in the league. And then they have Halliburton, who's a young player who makes plays for his teammates, but also can score on the offensive end. Buddy Hield, coming off the bench, is a very good shooter and not afraid to shoot the ball, very much in the same way as Garrison, where he's coming off those pin downs and shooting them regardless. And then Harrison Barnes, who I coached in Dallas, has been super steady his whole career and a very good offensive player. So, yeah, they have some talent on that team, and they're a very good offensive team that we have to make sure we're getting back and getting our defense set and doing whatever we can to hold them down, because they do have some firepower.
Well, I hope 2 days off in Sacramento is keeping you quite busy. It's quite a thriving metropolis, so just don't go down and do anything crazy tomorrow night, okay, after the game.
Well, man, it's the capital of California. It can't be that bad.
Hey, you. I've been there, you've been there. Let's just keep it at that. I told Ross, I said, the best place I go eat is P.F. Chang's in Sacramento. So, it's not crazy.
That is hilarious.
All right. Hey, I'll talk at you later tonight. Good luck tonight against the Kings.
All right. Sounds good.